Good evening. It's 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm Bob Lederer, the chair pro tem, and Yoshi Amanaka is the secretary pro tem. And Yoshi, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Anthony Fest.
Present.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Sophia Wangaza. George Ryder. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Leslie Radford. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Steve Brown.
Here.
Tico Chassin. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Yoshi Amanaka is here. And we do have quorum with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 people out of a committee of 16.
Okay, thanks, Yosh. Now, before we start the agenda, I just want to clarify who is on our committee, because I understand that the Pacifica National Board adopted a motion recently allowing more than one director from each station to be on the committee. And for example, right now we have two directors from WBAI. So does anyone who is a director know if any other directors from any other station besides WBAI volunteered to be on this committee and to have a second director?
I'm going to try to find that list, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, well, just let us know if you find that. And so that will mean that there will be a disproportionate number from some stations as compared to other stations, but that's what the PNB has decided. Okay, so let's go into the draft agenda that I've sent to the committee. I'll read it for everyone's benefit. Number one, approve the agenda for 5 minutes. Number two, election of chair and secretary, 10 minutes. Three, announcement of next meeting date and the setting of the August meeting date. Four, that would be 5 minutes. Four is the review and approval of, and actually I think the March 5th minutes were approved, so let me strike that and just say review and approval of the March 31st and April 28th meeting minutes for 10 minutes. Five, report on status of KPFK election recount, 10 minutes. Six, report back on tasks agreed to at April 28th meeting, that's 10 minutes. Seven, next steps on report categories working group and suggested priorities for the year, 20 minutes. And eight would be the motion by Rob Robinson referred by the PNB to create a task force on elections for 20 minutes. And nine, the motion regarding campaign finance reform.
Ifea Wangaza.
Hi, Ifea. And then finally would be any new business that there is with an adjournment time of 10:30. So that's the proposed agenda. Are there suggestions or questions about that?
Bob, this is Steve Brown. I have a question.
Yes,
you said you sent this agenda. I don't I don't seem to have it. When did you send it?
I sent it yesterday to the listserv. I can tell you what time. No, I'm sorry. I sent it Saturday.
What date was that? I'll look it up.
May 31st.
June 1st.
No, it was May 31st. At 5:23 Eastern.
Okay, and somehow I got it, just if this helps, Sunday, June 1st at 2:29 p.m. It's called Digest number 426.
Oh, you have the Digest version of the, each member can opt for either the Digest or the individual email version of the Yahoo group account.
Okay, so if you have a Digest version, it's number
426. Okay.
Okay. This is Kathy. I just got a notice on Monday, that would be today, 8:30 p.m. is the one that I found. So
okay.
You used a reminder. So I thank you for that.
Sure. Okay. So back to the agenda. Any suggestions to, you know, any changes or?
Bob, here's the information.
Oh, thank you.
On
And the PNB voted to permit up to two directors per station on PNB committees for the duration of this term. Both Carolyn and Kathy went on to elections, and that's it. That's all I'm showing.
Oh, okay, so no one from any other station volunteered then. Is that right?
That's what I'm showing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so any changes to the agenda?
Okay. I move that we adopt the proposed agenda.
Okay. Is there any objection?
No.
Okay, hearing none, then let's move forward. All right, so first we have the election of the chair and the secretary, and for the new members or for those listening who may not know, the officers were elected on a pro tem basis when we convened the committee this year, pending the outcome of the elections at WBAI and WPFW. Now, I'm not 100% sure if the WPFW, although they have reconstituted their board, but I don't know if they have actually elected the members to this committee. Does anyone happen to know? I know we don't have Rob on the call right now.
Carolyn here. I don't believe they have, but
okay.
That was as of a few days ago.
Okay. Do you have any guess when they might? I think I heard it was supposed to happen this month sometime. But
yeah. I'm wondering if, though, I should have said this earlier, if we shouldn't postpone election of officers until we have everybody on the committee.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That was the agreement we made at the beginning of the year. So given that, I guess I would ask if there's any objection to just postponing this item to the next meeting. Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on. Next item is announcement of the next meeting date. This has been determined in a prior vote. It'll be Monday, June 30th at 8:30 p.m. And then the question would be, when should our next meeting be? And since that's at the very, very end of the month, my suggestion would be that we don't need to meet in July, but we should meet in August. So the floor is open to suggestions about a next meeting date after June 30th.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, all of my Mondays, if we're going to keep it on Monday, all Mondays, I guess all Mondays in August are available as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to go have to find my calendar. This is Jan. I'll pick up.
All right. Well, let me ask this question. Do any of the committee members have a problem in general with Mondays? Obviously, we all have things now and then, but as a general night, is Monday pretty good? Is there anyone that has
good
a problem? I'm sorry? I didn't hear that.
Oh, this was Kathy. I said it's pretty good for me.
Okay. All right. Well, hearing no problems with Monday, why don't we go for maybe Monday, August 4th, since that'll be just about a month after the June 30th meeting, a little bit more than a month.
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I have a KPFT committee meeting that's usually the first Monday.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be en route from a family reunion that night, so I didn't think about that until you mentioned the date.
That's fine. Then what about the 11th, Monday, August 11th? Anyone have an objection to that? I know Bonnie is checking her calendar, but anyone else?
Somebody's checking,
but not me.
Oh, not you?
Jan. That was Jan.
Oh, Jan. Sorry. Anyone else have any objection to August 11th? Okay. Jan, are you back? Not yet.
If I can just butt in for Jan.
Yes.
I know Jan has fundraisers at her house just about every other day or every other evening.
All right. Well, why don't we go on to another item and we'll return when Jan comes back.
I'm sorry. This is Steve again. I don't know how else to clear this business. Yash, getting back to the agenda, the last notification I received from this committee was on May 13th. I have nothing else, and I don't have the agenda. I've searched my entire computer. So, and for some reason, I'm not on the distribution list, even though you said I was. Can you check that? I hate to disturb the committee for this personal business.
Okay, Steve, I can check my computer, and I'm not sure that I don't... I'll have to check to see whether you're on the Yahoo list.
This is Ifia. I would appreciate it if you would check for me also at ENPNB. I've repeatedly requested a change of address, and I'm looking at my correct and current address, and I don't have a copy of it either.
Okay, Ifia, that's E as in Ifia, N as in Wangaza, PNB at?
AOL.com.
AOL. And Steve, what address should we post for you at Yahoo? Steve?
Yes.
What address should I record you as?
S. Brown 13.
S. Brown 13 at
nyc.rr.com.
rr.com. Okay. Let me make sure that both of those addresses are listed at on Yahoo.
Okay.
Josh, I don't think they are right now.
Oh, okay. And who was that?
Bonnie.
This is Carolyn.
Yes.
I see Steve is not listed, but Afia is. But just for the record, Afia and everyone, you may change your own email address of record. If you go in there and edit your membership, you can put in a new email address and then have your mail sent anywhere you like. You don't have to wait for, you know, a secretary or someone to do it for you.
Okay.
If you don't want to wait.
Okay, so have we resolved this question about who's on the list? Because I'd like to get back to setting the date. So, Jan, have you come back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, so how would Monday, August 11th work for you?
I think it's going to work as fine as any other day.
Okay. All right, so is there any objection to Monday, August 11th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern for the meeting after next? Okay, hearing none.
I'm sorry. Right.
Yes, go ahead.
What was your question again?
Whether anyone objects to setting our August meeting for Monday, August 11th.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's no objection, then that's adopted. And let's go on to the next item.
Minutes.
Okay. Yes, the minutes. So we start with March 31st. Now, Afia did type up the minutes for that. I looked over and added a few missing items, and then she was trying to post them, but because of this problem with her, which address she's on, it didn't go through. So I'll send it now to the list, but of course I recognize that nobody's going to have time to read it while we're sitting here on the phone. So I guess I would propose that, and I want to thank her for stepping in at a night that Yosh could not be on the call. So I would like to propose that we postpone the approval of these minutes till the next meeting.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. So that'll be on the agenda next time. All right, next we have the April 28th minutes, which Yosha sent out. Is there anyone on this call who did not receive those minutes? Okay. Are there any corrections to those minutes? All right. Well, hearing none, I guess then, let me ask Bill. Are you,
yeah.
Are you there? You posted a correction, but I wasn't clear on which date minutes you were correcting about the KPFT election.
Well, I don't remember offhand either. But it was regarding there was a comment about that we had exhausted our runners up in the previous election, and that's not correct. and I don't remember.
That was a reference to WPFW, not KPFT.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember I had made a comment that we would probably go through them this year, but we haven't yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So if there are no corrections to April 28th, is there any objection to approving those? Okay, hearing none, those are approved. Now, next item is report on the status of the KPFK election recount. Now, the way we left this at the last meeting was that that the chair and secretary were going to contact Nicole Sawaya to ask her what the status is, and also we had a motion that we adopted to recommend that Caleb Kleppner, who's the person from the True Ballot Company that supervised the ballot count at WBAI and also did the tabulation at WPFW, that he be requested to do it at KPFK. So Nicole wrote us back and said that she's delegated since the beginning of her hire back in November. She has delegated all. She has said she's not going to get involved in any aspect of the 2007 election, and she's delegated all of that to Pacifica's counsel, Dan Siegel. Now, Dan was on vacation for quite a few weeks. We did write him, or he was CC'd on this. I did put a call into him yesterday, and I have not heard back from him. So does anyone else have any information about this KPFK election recount?
Yes, I think you may have glossed over one thing. I think the committee was under the, or at least certain members of our committee were under the impression that that Foundation Council had authorized Caleb Kleppner to do the recount at KPFK, and I think it was Carolyn who corrected that and said actually, what Caleb was referring to was a recount at one of the other stations and not at KPFK, and therefore the recount at KPFK has not really been on Dan Spiegel's calendar or on his to-do list.
Oh,
it hasn't been
direction?
On Caleb's list.
Well, it's not on Caleb's list nor on Dan Spiegel's list, as far as I know.
Well, may I correct my correction?
Yes.
Carolyn? Yeah, that is correct. I did say that Caleb said that he had misheard and he had not been asked to do this. But I believe that we were, that the board was told, I don't remember if Yosh was present or not, but I do remember the board being told by counsel that he would order or have the recount done by computer. I'm not sure if we actually passed a motion to that effect or not, but I know that that was, I think that was stated.
Yeah, I think that's correct. So I will continue to try to reach Dan to get a status report, and, you know, as soon as I know that, I'll report it back to the whole committee.
May I say this? This
yes.
is Jan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dan Siegel has stated... from, you know, when the election was still going on and before the new people were even seated, that he was committed to having the election recounted by computer. So I think we need to kind of move beyond. I think we all are committed to get this beyond him saying that he's committed to it to actually having a timeline and a person and that kind of thing. So perhaps if we can frame it in those terms, that we understand that you're committed to it, we need who is going to do it and what is the timeline, and try to pin it down in this way, because, you know, the election was when? November? November? So
right.
I think we just need to pin it down more precisely.
Well, that's fine with me. I'm happy to make that very, you know, pointed request when I reach him as to, you know, what is the timeline, who's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sense of the committee. This needs to happen soon.
Okay.
All
point
right.
of in- point of information, this is Kathy.
Yes.
Would it be appropriate to put that in a motion?
Well, we already did at the last meeting, so it's just been that since Dan's been out of town or unreachable, we haven't been able to follow through on that motion that we already passed. So it's just a matter of reaching him and communicating what the committee said last time, kind of reinforcing this time that we really consider it a pressing matter.
Okay. Is that motion in your email?
It's in the minutes that we just approved.
Point of information?
Yes.
Carol, does the motion include... Who just asked for the time and a
Jan.
Place? Jan. Thank you. Did the motion include what Jan was asking for, a name and a date, a time by when?
May I butt in here? I'm sorry,
yes,
Carolyn.
Please. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got the minutes here in front of me, and I'll read the whole paragraph. KPFK election recount by Caleb/True ballot is still pending. So no more than a single change of an LSB member is expected. Jan Goodman moved, and the committee unanimously adopted the following for forwarding to the executive director and foundation council. And the motion reads as follows. The PNB Elections Committee recommends that Caleb Kleppner be assigned to do the count of KPFK in order to facilitate closure of the 2007-2008 election cycle. Close quote. That was the entire motion that was passed.
So I wonder if we should... Here are the issues that are swirling around in my head around
Jane,
this.
Can you get line one?
No. Can you tell whoever it is? I'll call him back. Here are the issues. One... I would like to set it up in such a way that if nothing happens by X date, that we go, you know, that we feel that it's appropriate to go back to Nicole Sawaya and say, look, we've asked, it's now been a month, we, you know, asked for this to be done in a timely manner. Can you assign this to somebody else to oversee? I mean, I think that she reasonably has said, I've assigned this to somebody else, he's going to take care of it. But at a certain point, if it doesn't get taken care of, we need, I feel that it, and if we have, you know, asked that, you know, we get a timeline by a certain date, whatever the timeline is, not saying what, you know, what the timeline is going to be, but that we ask to have a timeline by a certain date. And if we don't get that, then we'd be able to go back to Nicole and say, look, you know, he's had a month. We asked him to have this to us by our June 29th meeting, or whatever it is, whatever date we have, and we have not heard back. Could you please assign this to somebody else? So, do you understand what I'm saying? Does anybody else feel that this would be an appropriate thing to do?
It sounds reasonable to me.
I think so, Steve Brown. And you're in a position to judge how reasonable it is since you're at KPFK, and the problem is at your station. I think you have the right to that demand or that forcible request, however you want to phrase it.
So how about this? Our next meeting date is June 30th. June 30th?
Yeah.
How about this? Resolved... that the Pacifica Election Committee requests that Dan Siegel give us a timeline and select a person to conduct the to oversee the elections by the June 29th meeting of the PNB Elections Committee, which will meet on June 29th, but at X time, you know, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that the information regarding who the supervisor will be and the timeline be submitted to the chair. And the secretary at these various email addresses.
Okay, that's the motion. Is there any discussion?
Of information?
Yes.
Kathy, did this committee, or was a motion already passed that Caleb Kleppner was the person? Is that the person named in the last motion?
Why don't we say that Caleb, let us know who that person will be. We've previously requested that Caleb Kleppner be appointed, and if he's the one, I mean, let's see. However, whether it's Caleb Kleppner or another person, we would like to know who that person is and what the timeline is.
Well, if I could just suggest, it's my understanding, based on what Carolyn said tonight and what others have said, that the reference to Caleb in the motion passed last time was based on a misunderstanding that he had already been assigned to do it at a future date. But in fact, now we understand he hadn't been. And it wouldn't make sense to assign to him because he's in Connecticut and KPFK is in Los Angeles. And so the last thing we need at a time of tight finances is to be flying someone from one coast to the other when there's competent people on the West Coast who could do this. So I think your original motion, as you stated it, is sufficient. It says select a person and notify the committee as to who that person is. And, you know, let's let Dan and whoever else, you know, is looking out for the financial efficiency figure out who the most economical person is to do it.
Okay, I'm drafting right now putting this down in writing, and then I'll forward it to.
Can you just forward it to the list?
Maybe. How do I do that?
Send it to pack_elections@yahoogroups.com.
Okay, try that. PAC elections.
PAC underscore elections
At
yahoogroups.com.
I'll try it. See if it.
Okay. If not, then you can send it to me, and I'll post it to the group.
Okay.
All right. Is there further discussion on Jan's motion? Well, okay. It looks like we're ready to vote on it, but we should wait a minute or two until we have the exact text.
Oh, is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
One minor comment. I think she mentioned June 29th, but the next meeting is actually June 30th.
Right. I think we corrected that later
June.
On.
Yeah. I'll just put it down so I don't forget.
Okay, good.
And while we're waiting for Jan, I'm wondering if we should rescind or vacate that prior motion about recommending Caleb Kleppner.
That might be good just for clarity. Is there any objection to rescinding the earlier motion that names him? That Yosh read to us a few minutes ago.
This is Jan. I don't object.
This is Steve. I have no objection in principle, but in form, I think we have had to had a, would have had to have prior notice that we're going to rescind it. Otherwise, we need a two-thirds majority if we're going to follow.
That's correct. We need a two-thirds majority. So that's why I'm asking if there's any objection, and then we'll see if we have two-thirds. So is there any objection to rescinding that earlier motion? Okay, hearing none, then we have more than two-thirds. We have a unanimous vote to rescind.
Right.
Okay. Jan, how are you doing?
Bob,
yeah,
in
go
a
ahead.
Situation like this, is it not two-thirds of the entire membership rather than two-thirds of those present?
No,
the entire membership of this committee?
Correct.
Well, I believe we have... It seems to me, from the silence, that we've got unanimous consent to, you know, rescind the prior motion.
I understand, but we don't. I just didn't pay attention to how many people were here and whether the number of people were here constitute two-thirds of the entire committee. If it does, we have no problem.
Oh, two-thirds. Let's see. I think we've got 11, which is two-thirds of 15 anyway. I don't know that it's two-thirds of 16. 2, 4, 6. 8, 10, 11. I've only got 11 right now.
Do we really need to have two-thirds?
Yeah, I don't think my recollection of Robert's rules is that it doesn't say two-thirds of the entire membership. It says two-thirds of those voting.
Well, I have no objection to taking the vote now if someone will look it up. and C, just so we dot the R as long as we're able to.
Okay, I can look
but
it up.
You can leave that for another time, and you can always go back and fix it.
This is Bill. I'll look it up.
Oh, thanks very much, Bill. Okay, Jan, how are you doing on the text?
I'm just chugging away here, so why don't we go on to something else, and when I finish it, I'll interrupt it at some appropriate time and read it to everybody.
Okay, good idea. Bob, I have a motion that I'd like to propose pertinent to this discussion that we're having as long as we're in it.
Pertinent to KPFK?
Pertinent to KPFK and the whole issue of recounts and election problems that cropped up during this election, and of which WBAI has spent about $100,000 in legal fees and emailings and extra salaries. This all could have been avoided for about $1,500. I'd like to make a motion that Pacifica require that each station, sometime in the middle of the summer, send out a first-class postcard to every person on its list with return requested. This will tell us which people have moved, and we'll get the correct address. It will also tell us which ones are undeliverable, and then we can use telephone or email, which we have, to call up and get the correct address. That means when it comes time for the election, we will have a clean list to give to the national election supervisor, and we will probably have zero problems with undeliverable ballots. It's really a very simple situation.
Okay, that's perfectly okay motion to bring, except not under this agenda item. Right now, the item we're under is report on status of KPFK election recount. So we can discuss that under, under the suggested priorities for the year, but not right this minute.
Well, it would perfectly well fit under suggested priorities. However, it's also relevant to the issue of KPFK's recount in the sense that preventing this from happening again is certainly relevant. So I would like to make the motion, and I would like to overturn the ruling of the chair if you've made that ruling, so that we can see if we can make this motion now.
Okay, so Steve has moved to overturn my ruling that we should wait about 15 minutes to discuss his motion. So
we don't know if it's 15 minutes.
Well,
if it's 15 minutes, I'll withdraw my request.
Well, that's about the agenda we approved had 10 minutes on this item, which we're at the end of, except for taking a vote on Jan's motion, which should be very fast. A report back on tasks agreed to at the April 28th meeting, which is 10 minutes, and then next steps on the report categories working group and suggested priorities. So it's probably, by my estimate, 15 minutes.
Okay,
away.
In that case, I will withdraw that and propose the motion at that time.
Thank you.
Bob, okay. I have the language on rescinding.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Any vote taken by an assembly except those mentioned farther on may be rescinded by a majority vote provided notice of the motion has been given at the previous meeting or in the call for this meeting, or it may be rescinded without notice by a two-thirds vote or by a vote of the majority of the entire membership. So I think it's two-thirds of the people present.
Yes, that would only make sense.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. All right, so with that said, is there any objection to rescinding the motion asking for Caleb to be appointed to recount the KPFK votes?
Not here.
Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Jan, are you ready yet?
No, I'm not.
Okay, we'll move on to the task, report back on the task agreed to at the April 28th meeting. So, Yosh, maybe you could help me since you took the minutes here. There were several things people agreed to do on that meeting.
Let's see.
I mean, in a minute we're going to get to the report categories working group, but there were some other things. Oh, okay, I found it now. Under that item, actually, under the report category working group, it says, let's see. Bonnie Simmons will inquire about the report on KPFA's 2007 election. Are you able to do that, Bonnie?
There is a report. It's not in digital form. It is just an unvetted local election supervisor report because Casey never finished the work that he would have done. And I don't quite have it in my hands, but I did find out that it exists.
Okay. Do you know if it'll be possible for the committee to get a copy?
I guess. As I said, it was not submitted in digital form.
Right.
It's going to be hard copy.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody could scan it in, and then it could be posted.
I'm sorry. I really just found that out in the last few days.
No, that's fine. All right. So if you could get back to – did you speak to the former local supervisor?
No. I just found out that it existed through the national office.
That's fine. Well, if you could just – ask that question about whether it could be scanned in and, you know, whether there's anything confidential in there or whether it's an appropriate document to just circulate to the committee.
Okay.
That would be good. Okay.
Question?
Yes.
Which election was this? Was this
2007.
Okay.
Yeah, we were trying to collect all the reports that may be floating out there from the different local supervisors for
right.
the election that just ended. So then... Leslie Radford had agreed to inquire about the report on KPFK's 2007 election. I have been able to speak to her about that, and she did mention she won't be able to be on tonight's call. Can anyone else from KPFK try to track that down?
It sounds like what you're asking is the status of our election?
If there is an official report from the supervisor who was hired to run those elections.
Okay. If this is Jan, if there is such a report, we don't know. I don't know about it.
Okay. Is there
I probably
someone
would
you could...
know about it if there were, but maybe there is.
All right. Well, you know,
I don't
we
know
could...
if that's helpful, but
Since Casey is no longer with Pacifica, then maybe we can add this to the list to ask Dan Siegel to track down because,
I wouldn't do that. It seems like Dan Siegel has maybe too much on his plate or this is not a very high priority and for him
well,
to...
Would you take on to try to track down that report then, Yosha?
Okay, yeah. I think that might be... that might lead to better results.
That would be real helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Then Bill said he would check about the KPFT report. Bill, were you able to do that?
Yeah, I got that. Actually, I already had the last year's, and I got the last three, I believe.
Oh, okay. Could you forward it to the committee?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Okay, and then it says Bill will ask Pete Caracas for an elections committee webpage on PacificaFoundation.org where we can post election. It says election results, but aren't those already posted? I thought the issue was election reports.
Well, they're not all. I think the only one posted on Pacifica is the 2004 elections, and I need to follow up again with him. I haven't talked to him about it. I emailed him a couple of times, and I didn't get a response. He may have gone in his spam bucket or something. I left a phone message for him today. He's in New York right now, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it.
Okay, that's fine.
So I will follow up.
Thank you. Okay, the next one was that the Secretary Pro Tem, which would have been Yosh, we'll ask Rob Robinson and Jane Gatewood to contact the local election supervisor for WPFW for a copy of the postmortems. Jane later reported that, to the best of her knowledge, there was no postmortem or report prepared by the local election supervisor for their 2007 election. Well, I guess that's the end of that, unless someone has if she didn't write it, then I don't know what else can be done. Does someone have a suggestion?
That was which station? I'm sorry.
WPFW.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that is all I have on the list of tasks from the last meeting. Yosh, do you have anything else, or does anyone else recall any other tasks that people agreed to do?
None here.
Okay.
Okay, now I have this. I think I have it.
Okay, can you send it to the whole committee?
Oh, okay, well, maybe I should, since we're streaming, should I just read it?
Sure.
I will send it, but I'll also read it, in case anybody has any changes. Whereas the PNB Election Committee has been informed that Dan Siegel has been charged by Nicole Sawaya with overseeing the election, the 2007 election cycle, including the KPFK elections. Wherefore, be it resolved that the PNP Elections Committee requests that Dan Siegel, 1, designate and hire a supervisor to oversee a computer count of the KPFK election, and 2, create and submit a timeline for the completion of the KPFK count to the PNP Elections Committee. Oh, I didn't put in time for the elections. Okay. In time for the June 30th meeting of the PNB Elections Committee. Further, the PNB Election Committee requests that Dan Siegel communicate who the new supervisor and the time, communicate the name of the new supervisor, I guess. The new supervisor and the timeline and the election timeline to the chair pro tem of the PNB Elections Committee, Bob Litterer, and the secretary pro tem of the Elections Committee, Yosha Manaka, at their respective emails that I'll include.
Okay. Actually, if I could just suggest one word addition in the whereas clause, just that Dan Siegel's been, whatever your wording was, assigned to the KPFK election recount. That's really what it was, not the election itself.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. Election recount. Okay. KPFK election, including, actually, the computer. I'll figure out where to put computer in there also.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion or changes to Jan's motion?
A computerized KPFK election recount.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other thoughts? Okay, I'll send this out, and then if anybody has any
I think we should just get this done now.
Well,
everyone heard it read. Is there anything else before we vote on it?
Could you read it again, please? I'm sorry.
Sure. Whereas the PNB Elections Committee has been informed that Dan Siegel has been charged by Nicole Sawaya with overseeing the 2000 election cycle, including a computerized KPFK election recount. Be it resolved that the PNB Elections Committee requests that Dan Siegel, 1, designate and hire a supervisor to oversee a computer recount of the KPFK elections, and create and submit a timeline for the completion of the KPFK computerized recount to the PNB Elections Committee prior to its June 30th, 2008 meeting. The PNB committee requests that Dan Siegel communicate the name of the new supervisor and the timeline to the chair pro tem of the PNB Elections Committee, Bob Litterer, Bob at USA.net, and secretary pro tem Yoshi Yamanaka. GlobalJustice@ca.rr.com. And Bob?
Yes.
Is it L-E-R-E-R?
L-E-D-E-R-E-R.
Okay. I thought it didn't look right, and I thought I had copied it.
By the way, excuse me, Steve Brown. It occurs to me I do have a comment on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? This has been done with being too nice. I would like that motion, if the maker would like to add it, to specify 10 days. I mean, this is going to go round and round and round.
Yeah.
He is disobeying the explicit request, which is an order, by the executive director. And I don't think that we should just wait and wait and wait and wait. Let's give him 10 days, and if he doesn't do it, we'll go and you know, yell under his window or something. But let's put our own timeline in there and let him get back to us with a reason why he can't do it if he can't. Otherwise, let him comply.
Okay, so who is going to, once I submit this, will Yosh submit it to him as a secretary?
Yeah, I guess I could if...
Or I can, either way.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I put a date as opposed to saying 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that acceptable? I mean, that was my suggestion.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, because then at least we have a little time to go back and forth, mm-hmm. and it won't be a whole nother month before...
Well, at least you have a trigger to act on.
Yeah. And we all do work to deadlines.
Yeah, it's okay with me. I just want to say for the record that I don't consider that anything he has done has been disobeying the executive director. The man has been on vacation. He's always indicated that he's willing to work on this, you know, as soon as he could. He had the BAI election to deal with, and he went on vacation. Now he's back. So
hey, the characterization is my own, and I own it. So it's not that.
And I will say that since he told me in person, on the phone and via email, that he was going to get the computerized recount, you know, in January. I do feel that he's been a little recalcitrant in this and not exactly forthcoming.
I just didn't want to drag the committee into...
Okay. So today is June 3rd?
Second.
June 2nd. Okay, so why don't we say by June 15th?
Can you read it in context, please?
Okay, June 15th.
June 15th is a Sunday for whatever that, and Father's Day for whatever
that. Okay, so why don't we make it June 16th?
Earlier.
Come on.
You said if he had it in January, it's now June. Come on.
You know what? I'm all about moving on and getting it done, but, you know.
It's your day, not going to make that much difference.
Okay, Jan, please.
Okay, here's what I say. The PNB Election Committee requests that Dan Siegel communicate the name of the new supervisor and the timeline to the Chair Pro Tem of the PNB Elections Committee, Bob Letterer, Bob at USA.net, and Secretary Pro Tem Yosh Yamanaka, Global Justice at CARR.com, by June 16, 2008.
Okay, is there any...
I will say by close of business, just to...
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. And just a note to everyone on the committee, in my case, it's fine that you read my email over the stream,
Just
be aware that we are being streamed, so there may be some people who don't want their email addresses broadcast to the world. So
Okay. Just
everyone be conscious and ask permission in the future.
I stand corrected. I was
that's
just
okay.
trying to make sure I had it right.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay,
so I'm going to send this to Yosh and Bob in the PAC elections at yahoogroups.com.
PAC underscore elections.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, is that an appropriate place to send it? Yes? Okay. All right, I'll finish it up and dot the I's and cross the T's and I'll send it
Okay,
there.
Thank you.
Okay,
now I realize I didn't appoint a timekeeper, so who would like to volunteer for the remainder of this meeting?
I will.
Who is that?
Bonnie,
thank you very much. Okay, so the next item is 20 minutes. We're finished with the report back on tasks agreed to at April 28th. So, yeah, the next item is next steps on report categories working group and suggested priorities for the year, and that's 20 minutes. Okay, so first, as far as the report categories working group, committee may recall that we had set that up, I think, two meetings ago. There was difficulty reaching a common date for the conference call, and so it didn't happen before the last meeting. It was agreed it should happen for this meeting. I think we got, or by this meeting, we got maybe a couple new volunteers, but I don't think it was convened, and I think we just need to appoint a convener this time and really make a commitment to get it done. Just to refresh everyone's memory, the purpose is to go through all of the reports that have been issued by local and national election supervisors, plus our own additional suggestions, to come up with a list of categories of problems the need to be addressed by this committee to resolve, you know, all of the serious problems that have plagued several of these elections. So, and actually, I will find in a second the list of who volunteered last time, but is there someone right off the bat who would agree to convene this no later than June 30th? Before our next meeting on June 30th.
Yeah, Carolyn, I will do that. Some of those items on the list are pretty pressing.
Okay,
I'll be glad to do that.
So then what you'll do is you'll put out a few suggested dates and poll everyone and come to whatever is the most, you know, common agreement about the best date.
Actually, don't we have a list already, though? Or does that remain to be done, calling the reports?
Well, Leslie Radford compiled just the list of the subject heading or the chapter headings, if you will, of about four previous reports. So that's a starting point. But that list then needs to be consolidated, and if there's anything missing, added. And so the goal here is to come back to the committee with something that we can immediately get to work on assigning, you know, like I guess my suggestion would be no more than maybe, I don't know, six or eight topics. So then for each topic, we'll assign people to, or we'll ask people to volunteer to start working on solutions to those problems. So does anyone else have a suggestion as to the total number of categories that we should, I think it should be a limited number so we don't have, you know, have to have too many different sets of people working on each item. People think six or eight is about the right number.
You know, hello.
Yes. Who's this?
Leslie.
Is this Jan?
This is Jan, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Leslie put together a list of what the other, of what the previous election supervisors had pointed out in their report. And I don't think that it's going to take more than looking at that list, because we all know pretty much what most of the problems are. We could look at that list right now and have our list. It's laid out extremely clearly.
Yeah, I have that feeling, Carolyn, here. I have that feeling, too, that the list is not the problem. It's our prioritizing. So
yeah.
Maybe that should be the task that we should be looking at.
Yeah, I mean, let's see.
Well, I'm willing to start. I mean, is there anyone here on the phone that does not have computer access? Because this is a very hard process to do without looking at a screen.
You know, and I have to. This is Jan. I just sent off what I took on the responsibility of doing, and the list that Leslie put together is in my digest. What's the digest number here?
I think we all have it on the list. The question is getting together to discuss it and prioritize those issues.
Okay, so you think that what our little subcommittee should be doing is getting together and prioritizing them?
Yeah. Well, there may be more. I'll double check. But it looked to me as if it covered all the things that I recalled, and I didn't go back and check. But I will do that. And send out a note.
Okay. So we don't. Yeah. Okay. I thought we were gonna, if we had the list, and then we could distribute it out.
Dan, I've got the list here. I've got the printout. And actually, in 2004, Kenny Mostern had organized a list of 10 areas of concern, which sound, you know, fairly comprehensive and straightforward. Bob, may I read out those 10?
You can, but just keep in mind that after that, there's the 2004 review committee report, then there's the 2006. So
I'm not
sure this is the best use of our time. I think the committee should really go through all these competing lists, consolidate them, and as Carolyn suggested, propose a priority order in which the committee can deal with them.
Information. Yes. I think for those of us who haven't been a part of this committee, it would be helpful to at least hear the list.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead, Yosha.
Okay. Everyone, I'm signing off now. I'm going to sign on in a few minutes when I'm en route to my other KPFK meeting.
Okay, that's fine. And I heard a couple beeps before. Did someone new join the call?
Oh, that was me. I had to get off the call and then return. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay, I'll talk to you in 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, in 2004, number one, startup processes. Two, nomination process.
A little slower, please, yes.
Okay. One is the startup process.
2, the nomination process. 3, list audits. 4, fair campaign provisions and enforcement. 5, design, production, and mailing of ballots and replacement ballots. 6, promotion of the election on air and off air. 7, receipt of ballots and ballot counting. 8, certification. 9, costs. 10, consolidated comments about election timeline. I'm not sure what that means, but anyway, those are the 10 that Kenny Mostrin had proposed in 2004.
I'm sorry, Yosh, I missed 8 and 9. Could you repeat?
8 was certification.
Certification, thank you.
9 is costs.
Uh-huh, thank you.
And 10 again was consolidated comments about election timeline.
Well, let me go ahead and read the next two lists. The National Elections Review Committee report of 2004 identified problems in the following categories. 1, problems with the listener sponsor member list. 2, problems with the staff member list. 3, problems with the ballot mailing. 4, problems with the vote count. 5, problems with candidate certification, informing the electorate, and enforcing the fair campaign provisions. And then in 2006, Les Radke, who is the National Election Supervisor that year, organized his recommendations as questions in the following categories. 1, timeline questions. 2, local election supervisor questions. 3, mailing list questions. 4, fair campaign questions. 5, technology questions. So can I again ask the committee what number we should aim for to consolidate these lists into? My suggestion was no more than 8 and preferably 6. Any other suggestion?
I think this is Kathy Mann. I don't know the appropriate way to speak, but...
Just say your name. If you want to speak, just say your name and I'll call.
Okay, this is Kathy.
Yeah.
There was also a suggestion that there be an effort to look at the whole list and prioritize. I find it difficult to assimilate that much information and then try to vote on it.
That's exactly what I said. So I was just asking at the moment for what number, the total number, just as a goal, because the number of categories determines how we move as a committee. If there's 6 problem areas, then we're going to need 6 working groups, you know, 1 to work on each problem area. So it could guide the working group's process if we gave them sort of a goal, which doesn't have to be rigid, but just, you know, if we say 6 and they say, well, 7 makes more sense, that's okay, but as opposed to 10 or 12.
But I feel that there needs, certainly for me, to have an opportunity to really comprehend the list.
Oh, I see, before even saying what number.
Because the elections have been so problematic, especially this year, I really want to be able to consider what's important.
Well,
to be able to determine the size of the list.
Okay,
well, maybe
we
can do that on the first meeting of our subgroups and Bob.
All right. So I guess everyone's clear the mission of this working group is to come up with the list of categories of problems and a suggested timeline or prioritization of which problems we should tackle soonest. Is that anyone else want to add about the mission of the working group, the goal, the purpose of the working group? Okay. Hearing none, then let's go through the list of who volunteered last time and see if new people want to join. Let's see. Yosh, do you have your minutes in front of you?
Yes, I do. Let me see if I can. I don't know that I have noted that.
Yeah, I saw the names.
Bill, I have the names on the emails that were going back and forth in.
No, there was, at the last meeting, since those emails went back and forth, new people came forward.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find my own copy of your minutes. I know it's here somewhere.
Oh, wait, here we go. Leslie, Bob, Jan, Bill, Carolyn reaffirmed their interest in participating in the working group.
Okay. Does anyone else want to join this group?
This is Kathy. I'd like to join.
Okay. Anyone else? Thanks.
Yeah, I will too. This is Anthony.
Anthony. Okay, so...
Tico was on the original list. I don't know if he's still interested.
You know, Tico has not been joining us in most of these meetings. So, I mean, I remember him joining us in the first meeting. I missed the second. He did not meet the third, and this is our fourth meeting. So as far as I can tell, he's only attended one out of the first out of four meetings.
That's okay.
Okay, so, Carolyn, did you get those names?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Okay.
I have the list, and I'll get an email out in a few days, actually.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else on this working group, or can we move on to priorities, more general priorities, and Steve's motion? Anything else? Okay, so the floor is open for, at the last meeting we had a long list of individual members' suggested priorities, and I don't think it would be fruitful to go back through that list. I think that's part of the purview of this committee is to come up with a structured proposal. But, Steve has a motion he wanted to offer, so you can put that forward at this time.
Okay, not 15 minutes, but pretty close. The motion is this. Let me talk it through before I actually make the motion. The Pacifica National Board was supposed to authorize a postcard mailing in the summer before each election. The purpose of this would be to ascertain which legitimate voters had undeliverable addresses, either because the address was not properly recorded or because they had moved. What would happen is that the undeliverables would come back to each station. They would be able to then phone or email these people and get the correct address, or in case of moving, correct the address in their databases. That would mean at the time of the election, when it was mailed, and the mailing should be first class, not for speed, but so that if there were any small amount of voters who still had problems with the address, they too would be returned and replacement ballots could quickly be sent out. This would eliminate, probably $100,000 spent at BAI alone over the elections between administrative costs, remailings, and court and other legal costs. And I don't know what they are at other stations. This would remove a tremendous problem from our elections and would minimize or eliminate the need for recounts and arguments. So the motion would be, first, that each station in the summer send out a first-class postcard with return requested and make whatever corrections the return postcards indicate should be made, and that the actual election should be mailed first class so that if there are any remaining problems, they get immediately handled. Anybody want to add anything to that motion? I think I've covered the issue.